This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 25th. God's word to you today is heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 6, verse 36, and it says, "You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate." Today, we continue to examine the scenarios where Jesus did not heal all and learn from them. The third scenario can be found in Mark 6, verse 5, which says, "And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them, except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them." So we see a progression from Jesus healed all, to Jesus healed many, to Jesus healed a few. The lesson for us is that God is ever willing to heal us and give us full recovery. However, the state of our hearts plays a big role when it comes to receiving healing. This is why when we approach certain special seasons, like the God will do it again seasons, we come fasting. God is always willing and ready. So why fast? We come fasting. We come preparing to ensure that our end of things is sorted out. Our fasting does not change God, but it puts us in line with Him. Once we align with Him, and we will, in Jesus' name, God will do it again. Amen. One key thing that you and I need to know about Jesus is that Jesus healed out of compassion. If you desire to walk in the healing anointing, if you want God to heal people through you, then you have to be compassionate. You must feel something when you come face to face with people's pain. One of my weaknesses is I do not like seeing people suffer. It breaks my heart in unexplainable ways. Sometimes I have to physically run away from the scene. You have to feel the pain of the woman trusting God for children. You have to feel the pain of people about to lose their home. You have to feel. Sometimes God puts you near people in pain, not so that you can turn it into the conversation topic for your after-work hangout, but so that it can bother you enough to position you for God to flow through you like Jesus. Mark 1, verses 40 to 41 says, "A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. 'If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean,' he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. 'I am willing,' he said. 'Be healed.'" Jesus probably saw this man and thought, "This is a human being made in the image of God, created by my Father." And he was moved with compassion. If the only reason you desire the healing and anointing is for showmanship, I can tell you for free that you will not get it. Be careful so that you do not attract familiar spirits, because that is the only thing that heart can attract. Be careful not to operate from a place of arrogance and showmanship. Be careful to operate out of compassion. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me to be compassionate just like my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.